Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Rick, what were some of your biggest memories of covering the O.J. Simpson trial?
Well, you know, I think the biggest memory that those of us who were there have is it quickly turned into something unlike any trial any of us had ever covered before. The media attention was international, literally. The press corps, we set up literally an encampment in the parking lot of the old Los Angeles courthouse, which was across the street from the courthouse where the trial took place. TV networks, radio networks, print outlets, we all worked in construction trailers. And then for those of us on the TV side, when it was time to go out and do our live shots, we would climb up on a three-story high scaffold, and every network had its own like level on the scaffold, and we'd stand on the scaffold so we had a nice shot of the courthouse behind us, and we'd stand there and do our live shots. And the public interest in the story got to the point where probably in the summer of 95, we began to notice that tour buses were coming by and dropping off tourists so that they could walk through the media encampment, which by that time we had named Camp OJ.
Inside the courtroom, what was it like to see someone that we here in Western New York idolized, if you will, on the football field, now being tried for murder?
The entire case, Tom, was surreal. Those of us who grew up watching O.J. Simpson on the football field and then saw his after football career as a commercial spokesperson and a movie star in the Naked Gun movies and all that, to square that image of OJ with the guy who was sitting at the defense table surrounded by some of the greatest defense lawyers of that era, and see the evidence that was being presented, the crime scene photos, the infamous bloody glove and all that stuff, and trying to imagine the guy that we knew as a football player and happy-go-lucky kind of guy being involved in something as gruesome as a double murder. Just very, very difficult to reconcile those two.
And the atmosphere in Los Angeles following this case, what was that like from start to finish?
Well, the trial certainly put a spotlight on the roles of race and justice in the American legal system. There was great debate before the trial started. Would the trial be conducted out at the courthouse in Brentwood, where the jury was likely to be largely very white? Or would the jury be conducted at the downtown courthouse, where the jury would likely be much more diverse? The DA at the time, Bill Garcetti, decided he wanted what they called the downtown jury. And the jury was, in fact, very diverse, both in terms of gender and race. But in terms of the national mood watching it, it was very divisive on the national level. The minority community seemed to be very supportive of OJ. Other communities, not so much.
And the verdict, when that verdict was read, What went through your mind when that was read and covering and getting reaction?
I was not surprised by the verdict, and I think I'm a bit of an outlier in that regard. But I felt that if the jury reached their verdict based on the evidence that was in front of them, it might be a stretch to convict OJ. Now, understand that the public knew a lot more about the trial than the jury did, because a lot of the evidence didn't get in for various reasons. Okay. So some of the things that folks at home watching the case might have known, or that we in the media might have known, the jury was not aware of until after they rendered their verdict. And I think I wasn't surprised. I think when we went to talk to people afterwards, again, much like the trial itself, the verdict was very divisive. There were some people who felt the evidence was overwhelming. You know, the prosecutors talked about this mountain of evidence. And there were other people who said OJ was framed. Yeah, I don't think he was framed, but I don't know that there was a mountain of evidence that actually got in front of the jury.
Before or since, have you covered anything like this?
No. In 45 years as a reporter, I have never covered a trial like the Simpson trial. And I covered the trial of Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. That was a very different trial. It was in federal court. There were no TV cameras inside, and the federal judge put a strict gag order on all of the lawyers and witnesses in the case. So that was a very, very different trial. It's the only trial I can think of that might be on a par with the Simpson case. I've never covered a trial like the O.J. Simpson trial, although I think there's a trial coming up soon that might begin to rival it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.